We're in chapter 5 of Ephesians. Trust you have your Bibles. Let's open up our Bibles and read, continue the passage that we're on here for a while now. We're in chapter 5. So today the verse we're reading is verse 21 that says, submitting to one another in the fear of God. This is a passage in which Paul, the Apostle Paul, has been describing and contrasting or making a contrast about the believer's pattern of living, the way believers live compared to the way unbelievers live. Of course, the contrast is between a wise living and foolish living. And the defining difference, or the difference between a person that wisely lives his life and foolishly lives his life, is that the believer is filled, infiltrated, permeated, and led by the Holy Spirit of God. In the past few studies, we've looked at some characteristics of the life of a believer when they are Spirit-filled. First of all, we see that the believer, he speaks about the things of God. Why is this so? How does this happen? How is this different than the person in the world? The person in the world has their own interests, and they're primarily material. The man of God is a spiritual man of God, and so his thinking and the things that are in his heart are primarily about the things of God. Paul goes on and says that being filled with the Holy Spirit is synonymous. It's the same thing as being filled with the Word of God. And when the Word of God fills your heart, Jesus said that your mouth will speak about the things that come from the depths of your heart. From the heart, man speaks. Remember on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, when the disciples, when the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, what did they begin to do? Of course, they began to preach about the wonderful things of God, the works of God. Verse 11 says that the people that heard them, and there were many nationalities listed there, each one of them heard the gospel, heard the presentation of the wonderful works of God in his own language. But the emphasis there is that they heard about the wonderful things of God. When we speak the Word of God, it's the wonderful things of God. The second thing that we notice here in this verse when we are Spirit-filled is that we have an internal joy and a happiness that results in praise to God. And it is not only with our mouth and with our tongue that we do so, but in our heart we sing. The Christian life is a life of music. And we talked a lot about music in the last few weeks, and we sang a lot in the last few weeks. And what is our music based on? It is based on the wonderful works of God, what God has done for us. Remember Luke chapter 1 verse 36 when Mary finds out that she's going to be the mother of the Messiah. What happens to her? In our English text it says Mary said. But actually Mary sang. She was singing, "My soul, my heart magnifies the Lord." David says, "Oh come and sing. Oh come and let us magnify." In other words, it's the same word we use with a magnifying glass. A little toy my grandson likes to play with. He says, "Look how big you are, Grandpa." Okay? You know, when we look at the Word of God, we see how grand and how big God is. In that same chapter, verse 67, Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, when he finds out that he's going to have a son in his old age, it says that he prophesies, and that word in the Greek means, and it includes the idea of praise and worship and music and singing. And so when we speak about Mary, we say it is Mary's song. When we sing about Zechariah, or when we speak about Zechariah, we see that he was singing praise to God. So we not only speak what's in our heart, we sing what's in a word in our heart. The third result of being Spirit-filled, and we spoke about this for several Sundays, is that we are thankful. Being filled with the Holy Spirit of God produces in our life, in our mind, in our heart, in our living, in our speaking, in our music, a grateful appreciation for God, a thankfulness to God for everything, for the wonderful things of God. Now, believers thank God and are thankful not only for the good things that God does, but the troubles that we find ourselves in sometimes, or the situations that we have. Sometimes it's not at all good from a human perspective. And to be thankful in these situations requires that our heart and our life and our mind be filled with the Spirit of God and with the Word of God. Because the natural man cannot, it's impossible for the natural man to be thankful for the things that are not pleasant. The fourth thing we find, and we're just introduced this idea today, because Paul goes on and uses this word submitting or submission beginning in verse 21 all the way through chapter 6, verse 9. And, you know, it's going to take us a while to get there. But Paul will give us different examples of relationships in life where people are submissive to one another, to the Word of God, and also to God Himself. And that is the fourth characteristic of people that are filled with the Spirit of God, Spirit-filled. To be submissive means to be Spirit-filled. To be Spirit-filled means to be submissive. What does submissive mean? Submissive, first of all, is a term that Paul uses that reflects and characterizes and defines Christians, defines the church. This is a characteristic that each of us need to have in our life. In chapter 6, Paul unites or ties another word to the word submission, and that is the word obedience. So the word submission and the word obedience is together to be understood as part of the character that we are supposed to have in our life. In all of our relationships, in the roles that we have in our life, with one another, and in the church, and in the world, and in our relationship with God Himself. The word submission in the Greek is actually two words put together. We call that in grammar, we call that a compound word. It is a word that got glued together. The first word means to place. It means to arrange in its correct or proper order. We understand what the word order means. It's the way things should be. There are certain things, for example, you cannot take something that's really big and try to balance it on something that's very small. It'll be out of kilter, out of order, out of balance. There is an order of authority and structure in the universe. God created it that way. The second word, the second part of this compound word, literally means under or beneath. And so the word submission means an order in our life, a structure in our life, the way God arranges our life under His leadership of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. So to apply this word to our life has a twofold meaning. It applies to us, the ones that are submissive, and are applies to the one that makes us submissive. We subjugate ourselves, our will, our desires to the will of God. And we allow God to arrange our life, to order our life, to set up our life, to structure our life in a way that is pleasing to Him, to His Word, to His will, to the leadership of God, the Holy Spirit, who lives in our life. We are, after all, the temple of the living God. This word was often used, submission, for soldiers in the army. When a trumpet would sound, they would all have to line up. And we have thousands of soldiers, each one belonging to his group. But let's take a small group of soldiers, 100 soldiers, that were under the leadership of a centurion. We find the word centurion in the Bible lots of times. That was an officer that was in charge of 100 men. And when he woke them up in the morning, they needed to line up. And obviously not everybody could be the first in line, and not everybody could be the second in line, or the third, or the fifth. Somebody had to be at the bottom or at the end of the line, number 100. Everybody has a position, everybody has a gift, everybody has a calling from the Holy Spirit, from God, how we are to live. And so believers, we are filled and we are led and our life is structured by the Holy Spirit. But it is God that is doing this. And so Paul will begin to explain to us the different roles and relationships that we have in life. Specifically, he's going to talk about the marriage relationship, the relationship between a husband and a wife. And he's going to talk about the relationship between parents and children in a family relationship. And he's going to talk about our relationship in society between masters and slaves, or in our context in the 21st century, between employees and employers. And all of these relationships he will contrast and he will make a comparison to Jesus and the structure of the church as it relates to the leadership of Jesus Christ over his body, his church. About Jesus, Scripture tells us that although he was equal to God, Jesus being God himself, when he took on the body of a man, when Jesus became a man, and for the 33 years that he lived on earth, Jesus voluntarily submitted himself to the leadership and the instruction of God and obediently fulfilled what God sent him to earth to do. And all of that was for our good. When we submit to the leadership of God, the Holy Spirit, to the Word of God in our life, it is for our good. You remember in a recent Friday night Bible study, we looked at meekness in Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. Blessed are the meek. Jesus was meek. Jesus was humble. Jesus was obedient. Jesus was submissive to the will of God the Father. And that's what God calls us to do in this verse. It says, when your spirit filled, you will speak the things of God. You will sing the things of God. You will thank God for his wonderful deeds, and you will submit, or you will have an attitude of submission one to another. You will look, as Paul writes in another epistle, after the things of the person sitting next to you more than the things that concern you. But for today, next time we'll talk more about submission, but for today, I just want to remind you the context of what Paul is talking about. Beginning in chapter 4, Paul talks about our walk, right? Paul talks about being built up. Paul talks about, in chapter 4 and 5, about putting off the old man, to be renewed in our mind, to put on a new man, to stop lying, but instead to speak the truth. Not to give Satan room in our lives. Do not steal, but instead work hard. Speak edifying words. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Put away all sort of evil speaking. Be kind to one another. Imitate God. Walk in love. Walk in light. Be light. Put aside sexual sin. Give thanks. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Awake. Expose darkness. Walk carefully. Be wise. Be thankful. All of these terms are in the present tense. Now. Many of you young people will be going to Resolved Conference. Remember what Jonathan Edwards wrote? He says, resolved. Never to lose one moment of time, but to improve it in the most profitable way that I possibly can. We are given today to be submissive to the Word of God and to live for God today. Not tomorrow. Yesterday is gone. We have today. Make use of your time. Next time, we'll take a deeper look at what it means to be submissive. May God bless His word. Amen.